All right, on this Friday morning, the sun is coming up. It's a beautiful start to the day. We'll detail the weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes. Boy, in these last few months, we have all had to change the way we do things, including the folks at Tri-Hospital EMS. They've had to go through a lot of extra hoops and procedures as well, understandably so. These are the frontline workers. We keep talking about those on the front lines, definitely. The paramedics, the drivers, everybody at Tri-Hospital EMS has been on the front lines during this global pandemic. Joining us right now, the operations manager at Tri-Hospital EMS, Trish May. Trish, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. What are some of the things you've had to do differently at Tri-Hospital EMS these past few years, or past few months?
Well, we've had to do a number of different things. Most importantly is just looking at every single call differently, taking extra steps and extra precautions every time we make a patient contact, wearing masks on every call. That's not something that we used to do, but that's something that we've had to do and will continue to do until the foreseeable future. Cleaning the ambulances, cleaning the stations, just making sure that we're decontaminating everything and even surfaces that you don't think were touched, and approaching scenes a little bit differently. We don't just walk into a home. We have to stand at the door to the best of our ability and try to ask the patients and family questions from a distance, just so we can prepare and kind of know what we're heading into.
Yeah, I can imagine it's a whole different world. I mean, obviously a lot of the things are still the same, but a lot of new things to have to do. And this comes at a cost, too. I mean, you have to implement a lot of new things that requires new equipment.
It has been an expensive project. Thankfully, all of our partners that we have here in the county and in the region, we've been fortunate that the emergency management has been able to help us get some additional personal protective equipment, along with the Region 2 North, and then of course the United Way and the community fund helping us with these UV lights that we have that is going to just put a different layer of protection out there for our staff and for our patients that we come in contact with.
Yeah, the United Way COVID-19 Relief Fund helped to provide, as I understand it, 5 UV commercial grade disinfectant devices. Tell us a little bit about these.
So these devices will it's just what it is. It's a light, and when the UV rays comes down, it basically kills all of the germs, if you will. And so these we set in the back of the ambulance, and you let it go for a certain amount of time, and all of the surfaces that we wouldn't be able to reach, you know, like in little crevices or something that you might not get with wiping with a cloth, it's going to kill everything. And again, we can use these after every call. We can pay special attention when we know that we've transported a patient that's had the COVID symptoms. It's something that not only helps with COVID, but helps with everyday disinfecting and cleaning.
Oh, that's fantastic. It's been an interesting time. And a lot of these things aren't going away. I mean, you're going to have to continue to do this for the foreseeable future, aren't you?
Yes, I believe that all of this is the new normal. I don't see anything in the foreseeable future where we won't be wearing masks when we come in contact with patients, and cleaning and disinfecting is always a top priority. But again, this is going to add just additional protections of layer of protections that we've not had in the past.
Yeah, well, you've adapted nicely. I mean, it's been a lot of work, hasn't it? But it is the new normal.
It is, and I have to say we're very fortunate that our staff have just been very diligent about everything that it is that they do, as far as questioning the patient, the treatment of the patient, decontaminating stuff. It's been hard for everybody. Putting on additional equipment takes a little bit of time, and you don't want to affect patient care. you know, not having family ride with us in the ambulance to, you know, decrease our exposures and stuff. And all of those are emotional situations that we already have on scene. And our staff has just adapted tremendous. And the community has been outstanding as well. I mean, they've been very patient and understanding. And we're starting to see our call volume pick back up, which is good, because then, you know, people are seeking the medical attention that they need again. And we encourage that. It's safe. It's safe to get in the back of our ambulances. It's safe to go into the ER. So, you know, hopefully people aren't waiting as much as they were before. And you know, we can get back to whatever our new normal routine looks like.
That's interesting. Did you really see your call volume go down early on, March, April, when this was just starting?
It went down about 40%.
Wow.
It went down about 40% and the people that we were seeing were sicker. You know, because they weren't going to their doctors on a regular basis, and they weren't seeking medical treatment as quickly because they were scared and nervous and, you know, all the other things that go along with this COVID-19.
Sure. Absolutely. That's interesting. Well, you folks do a great job, Trish. We appreciate you joining us this morning. Thanks so much. And thanks for all that you do.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right. Have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye.
You as well. Bye.